Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shedeur Sanders coming up sometime in the next 20 minutes. We are expecting him to have his press conference today. Daryl Ryder will join us in the noon hour, and then Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. The story of the day, Kevin Stefanski and the Cleveland Browns announcing today that Deshaun Watson has been cleared to be in the 21-day return-to-play window for injured reserve players, and so they now have 21 days to decide if they want to activate him to let him play. I would think the fact that he's going to be out on the practice field right now as we speak is a sign that we could be heading down that road this year. Then you ask yourself, how does this thing play out? I'll be honest, I'm good with if Watson can play, I have no problem watching him play. I have no problem with them putting him back out there. I want the team to win when it's all said and done. And if Sanders can help them win too, that's great. If Gabriel can help them win, that's great. I hate walking into these games, especially last week, man. I'm telling you, I know the weather was bad. But it sucks when you walk into that stadium and it's like, you know, the Browns fans are kind of here and there's really not a whole lot to cheer about and there's a lot of empty seats and then you see the other team take over the stadium. And that, to me, is just, it's such a kick. It is not good. It just sucks. I hate watching it.
Makes perfect sense. You don't want to see that.
Nope.
You know, the deal with Watson is this. We're going to sit back. We're going to see what happens here. And he's either going to be healthy or he's not. And if he's healthy, Andy, what gives you a better chance to win a football game? Guy who you thought was your franchise quarterback and who has had a lot of success in the NFL and has been injured, or rookie quarterbacks? We all know the answer to that. Let's not kid ourselves. The answer is Deshaun if he's healthy. And they're not activating his practice window unless they think he's healthy. If he can't throw anymore, Andy, he's not even here. You know, he's not going to quit.
He's rehabbing.
He's going to get the contract. But if he can't throw, and they look at his arm and they think, dude, you can't even throw it 20 yards. Well, they're not going to activate his practice window. They're not going to do that.
No, would think they think he can throw the ball 20 yards.
Well,
at this
you would
point.
Think he's. You would think they think his shoulder is okay. And you would think that they think his Achilles is okay.
Otherwise,
they're not putting him out there.
If I would have said to you a year ago, after he got hurt, I can't remember which week he got hurt the second, or when he got hurt, they got hurt off season second time, but it was around now. And people were like, we're done. I don't want to see him anymore.
Well, they were terrible last year.
But nobody wanted to see him. And people, I would say, well, guys, you know, they're still paying him. And if he can get healthy and he can get on the field, they're going to give him the opportunity to get back out on the field. And I understand the money part of it. I get it. There's got to be a part of the front office and ownership ego that would love for that thing to turn around and say, you know what, maybe it wasn't the worst trade in NFL history.
I don't know, Andy.
I'm not saying that that's going to happen.
I think that ship has sailed.
They're already convinced. But they have an opportunity to change it. He's got another year.
The idea of thumping your chest and saying, see, we were right after all. I don't think
it's not that, Jeff.
I don't think that's even on the table.
It's not right after all. It's hey, guys, it really wasn't the worst trade in NFL history? Because no, right now, as it
gonna,
sits, it is.
It's going to be hard to never, and I don't know if that's true, by the way. I think the Herschel Walker trade might still be worse.
This one doesn't feel very good.
Either way, they're not really good. Any chest thumping is done. That's not possible here. You know, the question you're going to have is, is he healthy enough to go on the football field? Then you have to decide if you want to play him. And if he's okay, then I would assume he's the starting quarterback next year. If he happens to play this year and shows that he's competent, why wouldn't he be? Why wouldn't he be the starting quarterback?
Jeff, if he's healthy enough in this 21-day window, why wouldn't you put him back out on the field? Again, if you want to go back and say, well, look, it's a third and a fifth-round draft pick. Why would we?
No, I agree. I mean, if the guy is healthy, you know, you want to try and build some momentum to next year. And I know that sounds ludicrous, but you have five games left. If you win three of them, well, it's a lot better than winning three of your first 12, isn't it?
I go back.
And he's under contract for next year.
Wasn't it Eric Mangini that saved his job? Or was it Eric?
I don't know. It was Eric.
It was Eric, because they
Mike
won their
Holmgren
last.
Mike thought it wouldn't be fair to let him go.
After they won their, and the team didn't quit on him. They won their last four games of the season, and he gave him the opportunity to come back and still be the head coach.
Those guys in the locker room are not playing like a bunch of guys who are worried about who they're going to take in the draft next year. And so if Watson is healthy and gives them a better chance to win, who do you think they're going to want on the football field?
Whoever's going to help them win. Who's
exactly
going to give me the
right.
ball?
That's exactly right.
Were you settled into the thought that Sanders was going to get the start for the rest of the season?
Well,
and now there's an opportunity. Again, the opportunity wasn't there when we started the show. The opportunity is now there for Watson to show that he's healthy enough in this 21-day window and for the Browns to say, you know what? We're going to activate him and we're going to play him. It would not shock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Me, I understand. Again, I'll say it 1,000 times. I understand the fiscal part of it. I do, but I also understand the fact that they spent a lot of money, gave up a lot of resources to even bring him here in the first place. It has failed miserably to this point, and now they have a chance to maybe salvage something out of that trade. Salvage if he can go out there and help them win, and maybe winning isn't the answer. If you truly believe, like we started at the beginning of the show, we were talking about Mendoza being the quarterback for the Browns and why you would want to watch the Big Ten Championship on Saturday night to say, oh, well, maybe this is our guy. Maybe that's our next guy. Maybe that guy isn't that guy. It might be the guy that's already here.
I think the key thing to this entire thing, Andy, is this. Is there a quarterback coming out in next year's draft, in 2026? The upcoming draft. Is there a quarterback that they are, and whoever they will be, you know,
right?
We got to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever they think is absolutely the guy. And this is a guy that we can build around for 5 to 10 years. And if so, it doesn't matter about Shadur. It doesn't matter about Gabriel. It doesn't matter about Watson, because Deshaun's in the last year of a contract, you draft that guy. But if there's not, if they don't think that, all right, we have a top five pick, and that guy's not top five, and we don't think he's going to be a long-term NFL starting quarterback, well, then this could give you options. Deshaun coming back could give you options where you could kick that down the road, the future quarterback decision, kick it down the road, give it another year, and attack it again in 2027 when a lot of these good young quarterbacks who folks have talked about all year are going to come out. And it also gives Deshaun a year to get his act together on the football field. It gives a year for Dylan and Shador, especially Shador, to develop and see, all right, could that guy become the guy? I mean, it buys you time and then would allow you to develop the other parts of the team. I mean, I think it's a possibility that that's what ends up happening. If Watson plays this year and looks something like what he looked like in Houston, heck, even what he looked like here when he was doing okay, man, you could really help your football team by not reaching for a quarterback next year.
216-474-0092, 216-474-0092. Again, the news of the day, Deshaun Watson has entered into the 21-day window where the Browns could put him back on the active roster coming off of IR. Do you want to see Watson this year? Do you want to give him the chance to walk out on the field and help this team try to win? I mean, if I'm on the defense, I do. I want the best quarterback on the other side of the ball that can help us win, because defensively they've been playing well enough to win a lot of games. Then again, they need to fix special teams too. Jim is in Strongsville. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Hey, gentlemen. Time. It's all about time, right, Jeff? Unfortunately, you have the most apathetic I've ever seen this Browns. I'm a season ticket holder. I'm down there every week. You are to the point where I have never seen, since they've come back, this fan base so apathetic towards this team. And what I see happening is, and I understand you're buying time. You know what buying time means to me? Next year's a big lame duck year. You're going to come back with a coach that's probably going to get fired either mid-year or by the end of the year. I don't believe in the coach. I don't believe in the front office. So chances are you're going to get some point next year realizing you got to clean this whole thing out. You think you're buying time. They've been here 6 years. Then it'll be seven.
Jim, I mean buying time on the quarterback decision. The last thing this organization needs to do is to reach for somebody in the draft with that high pick that they're going to have and not think that he's the guy. Wouldn't you agree with that, though?
I 100% agree. Okay. I am 100% for not reaching for a guy. But I'm also behind the fact, I'm also a fan of this saying that no matter how you roll the dice year to year, it's very rare that one quarterback doesn't come out of the draft as a bona fide starter and a bona fide franchise guy. And I say that from the standpoint, it's not always the first guy. Most of the time, it's not the first guy.
You're right.
So I'm saying, like, that's, you know, I understand the thought, but my thinking is that there will be a franchise quarterback in this draft. Do I know who it is? I don't. Do they? That's their job.
There's
they should probably figure it out. But my whole point is, guys, I already feel like we're going into next year as a lame duck year, and I don't know how many lame duck years I can take. I don't know how many lame duck years this fan base can take. I can understand Jimmy wants to build into the new stadium, and he wants to build excitement, and maybe next year is kind of a throwaway year for him because, well, if we really start building in 20, you know, we'll roll right into it. I don't think this fan base is going to stand for it. How are you going to sell PSLs and do all these other things that they want to do when, honestly, I'm starting to hate this team. I am starting to hate this team. I'm starting to hate this front office. I love that he's being patient, but I don't have patience. I've been watching this too long. I need to win before I die. Can we please get a Super Bowl or at least go to one before I die?
Jim, you're in good health, aren't you? It gives them a pretty good runway then. Jim's a young enough guy. Got a couple decades then.
In our lifetime.
Oh, goodness.
We're back to that again. In our lifetime.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.